These classes are Le'inu Nishmat Le'a Lili, Bat Virginia, Mrs. Lily Medib, Alea Shalom, the Tzadeket, who, through the generosity of her son Rafi, the doctor, Mitsuyan Shibirofim, has made these classes possible and available to our nation. And he asked that we study these chapters to elevate his mother's soul, and we, of course, acquiesced. Rabbotai, chapter Tetvav is a very, very unique chapter. It's one of the classics. Two things about the chapter that make it unique. Number one, it is probably the only chapter in the entire book of Tehillim. And this, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm making a statement here. Again, those that are out there in the media that want to fact check me, they can do it. But I'm going to make a statement that it is the only chapter in the entire Perek of Tehillim that the entire chapter is written in the Gemara. Normally, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, you know, a little word from a chapter. Here, the entire chapter from the beginning to the end is written in the Gemara. That means if you didn't have a Tehillim book in front of you, you can open up Gemara Makot Daf Chav Dalet Amud Rishon and read the entire chapter from the Gemara without missing a word. So I think that shows that it's an exceptional perek, that the Gemara felt it needs to go through every single word of it. Secondly, trivia about the chapter. It caused one of the great rabbis of the Mishnah to cry. That doesn't dissuade you from listening to the shi'ur, but this chapter might, I have to warn you, I have to give you a disclaimer, it might arouse enough emotion in you that it might cause you to have an outburst of crying. When the rabbis of the Talmud read this perek, that was their reaction. The perek, first we have to learn it, pashut pshat. But I want to read the last pasuk first, so you appreciate what we're going to say. The last pasuk of the chapter, which is, by the way, not a long chapter. It's only five pasukim. The last words of the chapter is, Ose ele, that if you follow this prescription that we said above, lo yimot le'olam, you will not fall forever, which means you'll get to olam haba. You will not fall. You will succeed. Okay, so this is a great chapter. It's telling you basically how does one get to Olam Abba. David HaMelech calls it a mizmor. It definitely is a mizmor. It's a song. This is the song of destination. How do you get from point A to point B? And David says, Hashem, mi yagur be'aholecha. Who is able to dwell in your ohel, in your tent, which is b'dikisei kavod? Mi yishkon be'ar kotshecha. I was able to live on your holy mountain. That's Ibn Ezra learns it's Har Moriah, which is the holy mountain. The Mabim comes along and says that this is.